The Department of Veterans Affairs says it is making progress on processing more claims more quickly. They processed out more than a million for the first time last year, but in the same year, 1.2 million new ones came in. And VA Secretary Eric Shinseki says they're expecting even more this year, between 1.4 and 1.5 million.
This growth is tied in part to the economic downturn, and merely hiring more claims processors won't give us that added capability to dominate this kind of growth pattern. We'll get incrementally better, but it doesn't allow us to handle the numbers coming in as well as take down the backlog. We must automate, and we must do that quickly.
Shinseki spoke yesterday to the American Legion's Washington conference. He says automation will let VA improve on not just the speed of its claims, but how accurate it is in processing them. He says right now the department's claims staff answer about 84% of claims correctly. He says it needs to be 98%, and those decisions need to be made within no more than 125 days.
If you're the Boston Red Sox, 800 batting average is okay, but we're not the Boston Red Sox. We're VA. We got to get this number up to around 98%. And here's what automation allows you to do. We have terrific claims processors who've been doing this for 20, 30 years. So they are very well experienced, and the quality of their decisions extremely high. And then we have youngsters who've been in the program 2 or 3 years, and they're still learning. But because of the sheer demand and numbers, we have to put them online, supervised by some of the more senior folks. What automation allows you to do is take the experience of the 30-year veteran and put it into a rules-based engine, and so that the 3-year experienced person has the benefit of that, that kind of experience. When the data is provided, you push a button, you get a decision that would have been driven by the long-time employee. So that's why we have to automate.
The president's budget request for VA includes more than $3 billion in IT spending and funding to hire more than 700 new claims processors. VA thinks it'll start to see some sharp upward progress in the rate at which it can sift through and process backlogged benefit applications by next year. That's when Shinseki says several automation projects that are now in a pilot phase will begin to pay off. The ultimate goal is to fully automate the disability claims process.
President's budget request for VBA, Benefits Administration, provides $148 million to complete pilot testing and fielding of our paperless system. We call that Veterans Benefits Management System, VBMS, and that's an acronym you'll hear more of in the future. But that's where we're headed. We began piloting VBMS in November of 2010 in Providence, Rhode Island. It looks great. We hope to have it rolling out nationally in 2012, and then we'll see what numbers provide.
VA expects to see even more growth in claims in the coming 5 years. The department's claims transformation plan tries to grapple with the fact that health care is getting more expensive, more benefits are being offered, more veterans are taking advantage of those benefits, and the veteran population is changing. Among the changes, Shinseki says, is a growing population of female veterans.
These numbers are going to continue to grow, and we want to get out ahead of that growth and ensure that we have both programs and facilities as well as research underway before their numbers become more significant.
But new survey findings released by the American Legion the same day found that VA, from the perspective of female veterans themselves, is falling short of meeting their needs. The Legion survey of 3,000 women veterans found female-specific VA health services are lacking, and that female veterans are often mistakenly identified by VA providers as military wives. The Legion says only about a quarter of eligible female veterans actually use VA services. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.